It's time for our regular midday interview. My name is Pat Marriott, and in the studio with me is the author of a marvelous new book. Her name is Judith Sanders, and the name of her book is In His Stead, a wonderful story that I'll leave it for her to tell you about. Judith, hello. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
And I'll call you Judy on the air. Is that okay?
Sounds great.
Fantastic. Now, tell us about this novel.
In His Stead is a unique story of a father and his love for his son during a time of war. The father, Thomas Lane, is a retired veteran of the Iraq War. He loses his eldest son in Afghanistan, then learns the National Guard has called up his youngest son. He realizes he can't take a chance on losing another child. Tom discovers a legal loophole that would allow him to take his son's place. In other words, serve in his stead. And that is where Tom's fight begins.
So, in his stead means that the father is substituting for the son in the service.
That's correct. Yes.
Now, there's historical precedent for that, isn't there?
Yes, there is. And it's a very interesting history. Both during the Revolutionary and Civil Wars, it was acceptable to pay for a substitute. Andrew Carnegie, J.P. Morgan, and even future President Grover Cleveland all paid for someone, usually a poor immigrant, to take their place in the Union Army. This practice was also existed in the Confederate Army, but in this case, some of these substitutes were plantation slaves.
So people have been doing this for years. Now, could you do that in today's military?
It would be very difficult, but of course, that is a legal battle that Tom encounters in his stead.
Yes. Now, the book, which I have read and greatly enjoyed, by the way, deals with all of his adventures in getting himself an older guy into a unit full of fresh-faced young people and, in first place, getting himself into the service in the first place and then getting into a unit full of fresh-faced young people. Where did you get the idea?
Well, it's very interesting. 3 years ago on Thanksgiving, my nephew came to me concerned for his son's safety. His 17-year-old son was thinking about joining the Army after high school. My nephew's concerns touched me, especially when he said he would do anything to protect his son, even if it meant taking his place.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he had a point. After all, that's our job as parents, to protect our children.
Of course it is.
We discussed this scenario as a possible novel, and once I validated the premise, I began writing.
So it's kind of his novel. Written by you.
Absolutely. We shared this idea, and we share our concerns for our children and for our troops.
Isn't that something? Now, it's not common knowledge that people used to substitute in the military. Did he know about it?
Yes, he did. I think his idea came from watching a very popular movie with Mel Gibson, The Patriot.
Oh, sure.
And there is one scene there where a man says, "I'm too old to go, but I will send my slave."
That's right. That's
so
right.
So I think that was played in the back of his mind.
So that resonated with him. Fascinating. But what do you think would happen in today's military if somebody actually tried this?
Well, the issues of paid substitutes and the unfairness of the draft started one of the largest riots in American history in New York City.
You bet.
Back in 1863, the newspapers of that time called it a rich man's battle, but a poor man's war. Finally, in the early 20th century, under Woodrow Wilson, the draft laws were revised to make it illegal to pay for someone to take your place. But during my research with an Army lawyer, I discovered what makes the plot of In His Stead work is that new law did not say that someone couldn't substitute just as long as no money exchanges hands. That is where Thomas Lane tries to exploit.
Okay. And in the plot in the book, the laws of Pennsylvania were never modified to prohibit
Correct.
The practice. And so he got in.
Yes.
Isn't that fascinating? Now, tell us about this guy, Tom Lane. He's a wonderful character.
Thomas Lane is a blue-collar guy and very much like my own father. Tom is a man who bends his back to put food on the table. He works long hours and, like many parents, has difficulty talking to teenagers. And he leaves his children and their problems for his wife to manage most of the time.
So Tom Lane cares for his son, but sometimes he just doesn't know how to show it. I've been there, done that.
Haven't we all?
Yes, indeed. We have. And he was formerly an Army Ranger, right?
Correct. He was an Army Ranger and fought in the war in Iraq and has some bad dreams occasionally.
So, yeah, sort of a post-traumatic stress disorder. And he enjoyed his time in the Army.
Correct.
But he doesn't want this for his son.
I think the fear of possibly losing another son and seeing the effect of that loss on him, on his family, his wife and his other two children. He also has a young daughter. He just doesn't want to take a chance on possibly losing a child, and he feels he has, this is his a job as a parent to protect his son.
Yes, indeed. We're talking to Judy Sanders, who is the author of a recent novel called In His Stead, which is available in local bookshops. Just a marvelous book about a man who goes into the service in Afghanistan in order to keep his son out. Judy, you write very knowingly about the military. You know your way around, obviously. Where did all this background come from?
I was born at the end of the Second World War, so war was a backdrop of my life. My father was a defense worker during the Second World War and contracted cancer from asbestos exposure.
Oh, my.
My brother served in the military after the Korean War in Japan. My father-in-law served in the Navy. My husband served in the Army. I worked as a civilian nurse for the Army. And right now, I have two grandnephews serving, one in the Army and one in the Marines. And they were very much on my mind while I was writing this novel. Thankfully, they both have returned safely from their first tours.
So it's no wonder you speak the language. Just, I don't want to give away the plot, but in the plot, this confusion regarding Tom Lane goes all the way to the Secretary of Defense. And Judy knows her way around. It's a very engaging plot and very, very believable. Now, to change gears for just a second, Judy, you're donating a portion of the book's proceeds to Hearts Apart. What's Hearts Apart?
Hearts Apart was started here in Wilmington by local businessman Brett Martin and professional photographer Brownie Harris. The charity was a finalist in the Michelle Obama and Dr. Jill Biden Joining Forces Community Challenge also.
Well, you know.
The charity's goal is to keep family members connected. Brownie and his volunteers take professional photos of family who has a member deploying. The family receives photos to keep at home.
Mm-hmm.
And the deploying soldier receives a vinyl trifold card with the same photos. The vinyl is dirt, rain, and sweatproof. In other words, it's warproof. It can be rolled up and stuffed in a helmet or a pocket. These photos have served as a great connection between home and the deployed soldier.
That is perfectly wonderful. What if a listener wants to donate to Hearts Apart?
HeartsApart.org online. And right now, there's over 350 professional photographers all over the United States. So your giving can extend beyond Wilmington.
That's wonderful. Judy Sanders, who is an author, is also a supporter of Hearts Apart. And if you're out there listening and are moved by Hearts Apart, and just even if you don't read the book, you can go to heartsapart.org and make a contribution. That's wonderful. Judy, very briefly, what's next for you?
I'm working on three novels right now.
Three?
Yes. Well, I put aside some works while I was finishing up In His Stead. And I hope a new novel will be out within a year. One is a young adult fantasy and the other is a fantasy.
That's truly wonderful. How do you find time to do this? Judy is a nurse, a wife, a mother. She does a little bit of everything, and yet she writes novels. This is terrific. Judy Sanders, the author of In His Stead, has been with us today. Judy, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. I enjoyed myself.
And best of luck on your next project.
Author Judy Sanders will be at Pomegranate Books this evening at 7 o'clock to read from and sign copies of her novel, In His Stead, A Father's War. And the organization she mentioned, Hearts Apart, which provides beautiful photographs, I mean extraordinary photographs, of families of service members who are about to deploy, heartsapart.org is the way to connect with that organization. Again, Judith Sanders will be at Pomegranate Books at 7 o'clock this evening.